Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name's Doug Benson, and it says here on this piece of paper that I love movies. And we are taping I Love Movies in front of a live audience. Yeah, UCB! Live audience. Yay! UCB Theater in Los Angeles. We're doing this right before Comedy Death Ray. You know the drill. I still haven't come down, you guys, from Leonard Maltin's appearance last week on the show. That was so exciting. I cannot tell you. It just sort of fell in my lap. I wasn't, like, you know, lobbying to get Leonard Maltin on, but then I guess his daughter is a fan of the podcast and knows Sam Levine somehow and got him to come down here. So if for any reason you're listening to this right now and you haven't listened to the last week's episode with Len Maltin, go back and check that out. Initially, you know, on iTunes we list, like, the names of the guests so that, like, if it's a guest somebody wants to hear, you know, they might check out the podcast. But in this case, for the fans, I wanted it to be, like, a surprise, you know, that moment where he gets introduced. And so we didn't list his name. So now we're going to go back in and put his name on there so that anyone listening at any point, because people are finding this podcast, like, in the most strange ways, mostly through finding it through, like, somebody that they like that's a guest. They listen to it, and then they, you know, listen to all of them. This is a fascinating story I'm telling. I'm quite the storyteller. But I just wanted to mention that not only Len Maltin was not only a very nice guest on stage and on the podcast, he also was super friendly backstage, totally gave me a handy, and what a rude thing to say about a guest. he did in fact though send me a copy of his book, so I want to plug his book one more time. He's got a new book out called 151 Best Movies You Have Never Seen in Your Life, You Stupid Idiot. It's kind of a long title. And I flipped through it today at 151 movies. I've seen 20 of them. And someone in the audience said, nice. But here's the thing. You think that's good? You think that's an accomplishment? But the thing is most of the 20 I did not particularly care for. So his taste is kind of suspect. I will continue to investigate, and I hope his daughter isn't listening to this one. No, I mean, everybody has their own take. If I listed 150 movies you've never seen, like guessing that you've never seen it, but I have and I loved it, that would be a fucked up list. So he's got some really interesting choices on there. And then, oh my God, this is amazing news, you guys. I got an email straight to me at my email address from John Lithgow. Yeah. And, you know, the email said more than this, but I'll give you the important part. He said, I won't be in LA for a couple of months, but check in again in the spring and we'll see what we can do. Warmly, Jay. The letter J. He just signs it warmly, J. P.S. I'm going to murder you. Wouldn't that be awesome? If I was John Lithgow, I would put that at the end of every email. Instead of sent from my iPhone, it would say, I'm going to murder you. It'd be so much fun. But anyway, he seems like such a nice guy, and his son, Nate, hooked that up. So he's got a Broadway show that's opening soon, but it's a limited run one. It only runs to like April. So I'll talk about John Lithgow in every episode until he shows up. And let's get my guests out here tonight. These two guys, let's see what I wrote down about them. See if it matches up what I think about them. Because I always write down everything I'm going to say or all the points I want to hit during the show. And then I smoke a lot of pot. So then when I look at it again, sometimes I can't even tell what I wrote. Just looking at it like, what does that even say? My guests tonight, in honor of Black History Month, are two white comedian friends of mine. Both of whom I actually met in, but it turns out they're not from, but I met them in Austin, Texas, and South by Southwest is going to be starting up soon in a month or so, and I'm very excited about that. And I'd like to welcome to the stage my friends David Huntsberger and Brendan Walsh, everybody. Let's hear it for Dave and Brendan. Dave and Brendan. Just pick a microphone. You can either lean into it or you can pull it out and hold it in your hand and talk into it. I don't know what you're more comfortable with.
I like this setup I've got.
That's
going.
The sound of David Huntsberger.
Yes, hello. No hands.
I'm going to leave mine in the thing, too.
All right. Senator. Let's all leave it in the thing. This will be a total leave it in the thing show. I love it. It's going great so far.
So far, we're leaving them in the thing.
So far, we're killing it. We're all wearing hoodies. It's got to be a good show.
I have more of a fleece.
Yours
situation.
Is, yeah, it's not a hoodie. I'm sorry. I take it back. I don't mean to make you feel bad about your lack of a hood.
Too late. I already feel terrible.
You've got a lot of collar, though, that could be pulled up to cover.
Pop that it could shit, be, bro.
It could cover a lot of your head. It's like half a hoodie.
Yeah. So my neck wasn't so disproportionately.
It's a necky.
So, David, I met you in Austin, Texas. Where are you from originally?
Reno, Nevada.
Ooh. Interesting.
Thank you. Very few people have ever met anyone from Reno. Not a lot of us.
Let me ask
out.
You this. When you lived in Reno, did you ever dial 911? I just said that because I'm just impressed that I know that Reno, it's Reno 911. A lot of people think it's Reno 911 and that it's about what happens with a police station in Reno since 9/11.
My sister called 911 when she was about 5 because someone drove by her house really fast on a motorcycle.
Oh, God. I'm sure that was before when there's always tapes of the weirdest
they humored
phone calls
her.
To 911. They humored her?
They put up with her for quite a while until my mom came in and was like, who are you talking to? Hello? Oh, yeah, someone drove by.
We had a drive-by. Yeah. We're thinking about moving to Compton, and we're just practicing the procedure.
She's a quick learner.
And Brendan, you're from where?
I grew up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, right, bro?
Yeah. Did you ever run up those steps?
Yeah, of course.
And
everybody does that. And yes, I've had a cheesesteak before.
So I think we all recommend that people should, if you're a stand-up comic that's thinking about, like, where can I move to that's not where I live now, but it's also, I may be not ready for New York or L.A., we're all in agreement that Austin is a great, like, town to go and just work on your comedy.
Good launching pad. Good small room downtown right on 6th Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good place to cut your teeth.
Sure.
Well,
but it has
that
changed.
Sounds uncomfortable.
I also have good dental academies.
Academies?
Yeah.
We got some folks just coming in. Thanks for coming by.
I think welcome one of them to was the a show. Child.
This is. Let me start over, you guys. Hey, everybody. I'm Doug Benson. Welcome to I Love Movies. We're here with now. It's Brendan, right?
That's right.
Brendan.
B-R-E-N-D-O-N.
Yeah. Like our mutual friend Tig Notaro, yeah. Every time I say your name, she like says it back like I'm saying it wrong. No matter how I say it. Oh, yeah. I like, oh, Brendan's coming by. It's Brendan.
Nice.
What?
Well, I put her
it's
in
it's Brendan. You know, like she's always changing it up on me. Or I'm just always high and think she's doing that to me. Because you know how sarcastic she is.
Yeah, she's very
so
dry.
So I just think maybe she's just fucking with me. But people must screw it up all the time.
Constantly.
Brendan.
Yeah, that's never spelled properly. And somebody asked me about 90210 every single day of my life.
Really? That happened today?
I swear to God. It hasn't happened today, but to be
fair... It's about to.
I guess I did it to myself. But this is... I didn't leave my apartment until I came here. So it doesn't happen. My roommate doesn't ask
me. When you're indoors on lockdown,
when <I'm laughs>
no one asks you, hey, Brendan.
Nobody. Well, unless
Cause
I...
Because also, Walsh was their last name also.
It was Brandon Walsh was the guy's name. That's the whole reason.
I get it.
And
well, but people named Brendan or Brandon probably get it a lot, too. But the Walsh really sends it home.
Really, yeah, for like 18 years. Like if I have to call the credit card company and go, I never bought all those dildos or whatever. And then the lady, it's always a lady on the other
fictional
end.
Character, Brendan Walsh, buys a lot of dildos.
Oh, no.
And then saddles you with it?
Or whatever. I don't, just if there's something, it always catches me off guard when I'm like on the phone with a banking situation, like some kind of serious thing where I'm like, I just want to get this over with. And then the lady on the other end, there's always a pause and she goes, wait, did anybody ever tell you? Did you ever see 90210? I go, no, you're the first one who ever.
You're the first one to mention.
First one ever cracked.
Now give me my money back for my dildos.
No.
How is Huntsberger working out for you? That's never spelled right, is it?
A lot of U's, you know, like burger.
A lot of umlauts.
A lot of umlauts. And
it's not German, though, is it?
No, it's Swiss. And I said,
classic excuse.
Yeah. Everyone says that.
You know,
World
people
War
named Goebbels are saying it's Swiss.
Yeah. No, I looked it up. I asked my grandpa that. I thought we were filthy Germans because I said that to a guy. Like, oh, no, it's Swiss. He goes, yeah, everyone was after World War II. I was like, ah, I never thought of that. But they're.
And then
he showed me this family tree from like Bern, Switzerland, and this whole deal. And it was actually Huntsberger.
Now that we've met our participants, let's play the feud. Let's talk about movies. Let's get into some movie talk. What have you seen lately? I know Brendan called today when we were discussing your appearance on the show tonight. You're like, should I see a movie today? Yeah. And I said, if you want to see a movie today, that's the kind of show I run. Did you get out and see one?
I didn't get out.
You watched one at home?
I watched a screener of Precious.
Screener, that's industry lingo for they send it to you to get you to vote for it.
What are you in that you would be voting for something?
My roommate has it. He's an actor.
So you watch your roommate screener that he was supposed to cut in half with the scissors after he watched it.
Yeah.
That's what they tell you to do. Cut it in half with the scissors. But my mom wants to see it.
Yeah.
So so you watched Precious today. You forced yourself because that's one of my... I finally saw it, but it took a long time for me to put the screener in because I wanted to be in a good mood.
Yeah.
I wanted to be happy. I wanted to live a happy life.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not going to watch Precious because it's just going to bum me out.
I've been putting it off for 2 months.
Yeah.
Like, it's been sitting around since before Christmas, and then today I'll go see a movie, but it was like hail, and I didn't want to leave.
Right. I'm still working up the courage. You know, I'm one of those still
You may never get there.
I hope I don't. It sounds awful.
The clips, watch the Academy Awards. If the clips don't make you go, that seems like fun, then maybe it's not the movie for you.
You've been raped so much by your daddy, girl. Oh, I want to see that. That looks enticing.
That was an amazing impression.
That was my Mariah Carey.
I thought that was Alec Baldwin doing a black person.
Always be raping. The ABRs of Precious.
So, what did you think of it?
It's okay. It's good. It's what I expected, and it's. But it did kind of. It's like, well, you know, they just made it to. I mean, it's not. But it's like
meant to.
It's
bum
meant
you
to
out.
Be an Oscar thing, you know.
But you want to shy away from if you're making
it's
a movie.
Very heavy.
Yeah.
No, but it, you know, it's definitely they're going for the fences in terms of the drama because it's you know, there's Monique
top.
Is like throwing a baby around in more than one scene.
Yeah.
In one scene, she's holding a
retarded
Down
baby.
Syndrome yeah. baby.
Who they call
Brendan,
Mongol.
not retarded, Down syndrome.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and they call the baby Mongol.
Yeah, because it's a mongoloid.
Yeah.
That's not its real name. It's got a, what's its real name?
Oh, it had a real name?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that's what they named it.
No.
Well, whatever it is, she at one point, she like tosses this poor... actual child aside. There's no George Lucas had nothing to do with this movie. It's not it's not CG when the baby gets tossed aside.
I was thinking about that when I was watching it too, because it's a Down syndrome baby. You can't. That's not makeup either.
Can you imagine the thespian? Oh, 10 hours in the chair. that baby was played by Marlon Wayans. All right. So, let's go to David. What have you seen lately, if anything?
I haven't really seen anything new. I caught up on kind of some older ones that I missed. Like, I saw Up in the Air, finally, and I saw Sunshine Cleaners.
Sunshine Cleaning,
yeah.
Sure. I like that movie.
Yeah.
I thought it was unfortunate that, you know, 1 year after Little Miss Sunshine, that they would make a movie called Sunshine Cleaners and
with Alan Arkin.
Alan Arkin to play the crotchety.
Now listen, I just did one.
That's a good Alan Arkin. Why did you pipe in with that when the Glengarry Glenn Ross reference came up earlier? Go to lunch. That's my Kevin Spacey. Which he should say in those Honda commercials that he does the voiceover for, you know, like, oh, we've had to recently recall. Was Honda had to recall or Toyota? Okay, forget it.
But he still should yell at people.
Who is the voice of Toyota? Does that have a voice? A famous person? Who? Morgan Freeman? So he should be, the commercials should be Invict Us.
Isn't John Boy Walton us. Mercedes? Yeah. That seems like a weird one.
Who?
John Boy Walton.
Oh, that's him on the Mercedes?
Yeah.
Richard Thomas.
All right.
I know Dexter's got a commercial right now that he does. Jeff Bridges is doing Hyundai.
And Duracell.
I love to tell people who the voice is in those commercials because a lot of people are just like hear it every time and they like get driven crazy by it, but they also drop it right away. Like when I hear a new voice in a commercial, I can't wait for that commercial to come on again.
I won't let it go.
Because in a few listens, I'm going to get it. And if I have it, you know, if I have it DVR'd or something, you know, if I have it where I can rewind it and listen to it again, I will until I figure it out. Oh, Rob Lowe is in ads right now too a lot.
I haven't picked up on him.
Yeah, he's in the, it's a financial thing, I think. Morgan Webb or something like that. Someone in the audience just said Morgan Freeman. I'm repeating it just so that the listener isn't left out, but I would like to remind the audience...
that they're not mic'd.
Keep yelling
that
it
they
out.
They are not. No, that was funny, though.
Both times.
Good work. Could the guy who yelled that, could you come sit over in this chair right here so that you're one of the participants when we play the the game at the end? Do you want to win a prize?
Absolutely.
Get over here.
Right.
He said absolutely. So come sit over where you need to sit. I was a little disappointed tonight when I came out. Dude, normally in the area where you need to sit to win, there's nobody sitting there. You guys are... you're either shy or just way too cool for my shit bag of prizes. Like, oh, what am I going to do with this crap? I'm just going to have to go home and throw this stuff out. You call that a prize?
Or give it to a homeless person. Ugh.
No, I got some good stuff tonight, so that'll be good. What about... I was going to say my recent movie that I saw was I watched this very day. I watched as much of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince as I could. But I had things to do, and it's fucking a million hours long. It's like so long that I'm just like, you know, it's sort of interesting to me, but I never read any of the books. So today I was watching part of it, And I wrote on Twitter something to the effect of, you know, why don't any girls want to play Quidditch? You'd think they'd be, you know, think they'd be our girls could play Quidditch, right? And then, of course, the nerd army that's out there that's fucking not leaving their house until the next movie comes out just started yelling at me that girls do play Quidditch. They play Quidditch in, you know, they named the movies, which was the first two, which are the ones that I refuse to admit exist. Because when Harry Potter was a little kid, it was not interesting. It's interesting now that, you know, some of them might have intercourse.
Oh. Yeah, Hermione's, you know what I mean?
The dynamics at the school are interesting now, yeah. Because there's like all these, like, I'm not a soap opera kind of guy, but in between the Quidditch matches that don't make any sense to me,
you just want to see
so-and-so's got a crush on so-and-so. I can follow that. That's a story I understand.
That's what you're into. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm watching it, and I said that, and then people told me, so I just want to go on the record here on the show as saying that in the books, apparently the girls play Quidditch a lot, but in the movies, it's kind of like, I guess it's a moot point or something, because Ron Weasley's the Quidditch star. And it's about him being the Quidditch star, and it's not about, you know, Cho Chang or
I don't know.
Angelina Johnson. Everyone's like, Angelina Johnson! And I'm like, who the fuck is Angelina Johnson? I just watch the movies. I don't read books for children.
I just want to see teenagers with crushes on each other. Stop wizarding.
I don't know what Quidditch is. I've never
Quidditch
seen
is the
them.
Game they play in the movie that the rules are undecipherable. It's okay. Like it's as complicated as cricket.
Okay.
I don't. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
You rescind yourself from this conversation,
or kind of, yeah,
recuse yourself. You recuse and rescind.
Do them both.
All right. Anyway, it's just funny how you can't say anything on Twitter. Because even if I was just kidding, let's say I was kidding, and I was, let's say the movies were about girls playing Quidditch, and yeah. I wrote on there, they should let a girl have a chance. Like, what was that one? Bend It Like Beckham. Like, if right. I said, I love Bend It Like Beckham, but why not a movie about girls playing soccer?
Tweet it right
a
now.
Million, yeah, tweet it now. A million responses, not a million, but five people write back. In fact, there were girls playing soccer in that movie. There was Keira Knightley, there was Pabba Flabba Loobagoo. Who played Flabble Blibble Blinging on ER? All right. You guys got any all-time favorite movies? That's a question that's always on my list, but we never get to it on this show because there's always too many guests and too much chitter chatter.
You know what happened to me a while ago? I really liked this movie as a kid. I think everyone has had this. And then I watched it as
revisit.
An adult. Yeah, awful. The Power of One. Has anyone seen that? Yeah. So great as
what,
a kid.
What, that's like a fighting movie? Like a guy who fights?
Yeah, and Morgan Freeman. Eh?
Yeah,
he's in it. He has to like eat. He has to eat some feces off of a dude's shoe.
What?
It's real powerful. Powerful stuff.
Why does Morgan Freeman have to eat feces off of a shoe?
It's South Africa. There's all kinds of stuff
list.
Going on.
Nobody heard that.
But this
you
kid grows up and learns.
You did. You didn't like it.
Sorry.
He said it was on his bucket list. See, I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew that deserved a laugh. And when you said it, nobody laughed. I was like, what just happened?
I should have.
So, yeah. That was good.
So that sucked.
But who's the lead in Power of One?
Well, I will say, I don't want to be negative, but I met one of the stars recently. It really tainted me, really soured me. And but that was even after I'd already revisited it and still disliked it.
Who's the star of it?
Yeah,
Stephen Dorff, another yeller from the audience.
He's one of them. There are many that you see the kid go from, you know, his whole life basically, and they play him, and four different people play him throughout his life, and then Morgan Freeman kind of takes him in and teaches him how to box, and then the kid unites all these people, you know, and during apartheid and all that. It's pretty sweet.
Oh yeah, it's that apartheid movie.
Which, but it's
which
good.
Now thankfully there's a new apartheid movie and it's called District 9. So we finally can stop talking about Power of One.
But the kid's like really adorable when he's young. You know, he's like no one likes
he's
him.
He's totally fuckable.
He's getting
is what
beat
you're
up. Beyond fuckable. Like you'd be crazy not to fuck him. That's how adorable this kid is. And he goes off to this boarding school where no one likes him. He's younger than everyone, and he has this pet chicken, and they rough up his chicken out of nowhere. And And then he's so traumatized by all that, he starts peeing the bed, which doesn't sound that bad, but when he says, he's like, and I became a bedwetter, which here, that's tear-jerking. And it just goes on from there. So you're really rooting for this kid. Then he turns into Steven Dorff.
And he starts breaking things in front of Britney Spears. That's one of the things Steven Dorff has done. He did a video with Britney Spears where he was like, they were having a fight and he broke shit. What about you, Brendan? What are you, all-time favorite?
All-time favorite.
David's is A Power of One. Starring Steven Dorff.
That's going to be mine.
What's your all-time favorite?
You know what I watched again recently? It was Happiness. The Will Smith one. The other one.
Oh, that was The Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, it was. Okay. Yeah, Happiness.
But
yeah,
retroactively, yeah. Every movie with the word happiness in the title, Happiness should be spelled with a Y.
Yeah.
I thought that was what really made that movie a big hit.
That's a really good movie, though. I just watched it again recently.
Does Philip Seymour Hoffman still shoot a load of jizz onto a wall and then use it to stick a newspaper article up?
He sticks
that old gag?
Yeah, yeah. He sticks a postcard,
a postcard, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why.
Powerful.
Why hasn't semen caught on as an adhesive?
Philip Seymour Hoffman. Philip Seymour Jackman. Maybe we could do that game, but with... never mind.
What game?
The movie titles.
Movie title game. Let's play it.
We can make it with...
Now that you mention it, let's play
semen.
Build a title.
I want to just plug a movie real quick, if that's okay. And I think I've asked you, and I don't remember if you've seen it or not, but has anyone seen the movie On a Clear Day?
You could see forever? Barbara Streisand?
I don't want to build it up.
Omar Sharif? That one?
No, it's one of the dudes who was one of the... I don't remember if it's the guy from Lost or one of the other dudes from Lord of the Rings. I think
Dominic Monaghan?
They were hobbits. Yeah, it's like, you know, the two kind of...
The two main
Frodo
hobbits?
Frodo buddies. Yeah, he's one of the two main hobbits. He's in it. This dude, he was in like Braveheart, but like a real background role. But you know his face.
You know, if I wanted to have a conversation I'd have with my grandfather... I would make a phone call instead of mounting a podcast.
He's a handsome young fella.
I like that you...
You know him.
I like that you prefaced it with your plugging the movie.
I just want to say the title
and
say it's
good.
He
wants to get the word out about this movie he's vaguely familiar with.
No
things
one's
happen in it. It's got a beginning.
There's a resolution that's nice. It was just like...
That's good. A nice resolution.
After a real strong conflict. This dude...
What's it called? It's called On a Clear Day?
On a Clear Day.
I'm going to see what Leonard Maltin has to say about this shit.
Leonard
Maltin solves all arguments from now on. Not that we're having an argument.
It was me on the couch with no buildup. I'm bored and there's a movie. I'll check it out. So you're not expecting anything going into a movie like that. So when it even remotely interests you, you're like, that's the best! And that's what happened to me. So I wanted to see if anyone else had seen it and was like, no, it's horrible. But I feel like people would genuinely like it. It's pretty good.
All right. So the two movies that came up were On a Clear Day, You Could See Forever, which is what I thought you were talking about. And then another movie called On a Clear Day, directed by Gabby Delalal. It's British, from 2005. Leonard gives it 3 stars. And he says that it's a little obvious in its message and more than a bit reminiscent of The Full Monty.
Shut up, Leonard Maltin. Leave me alone.
I'm already out. I'm done. Yeah. I don't need anything that's reminiscent of The Full Monty. The Full Monty in and of itself reminds me of The Full Monty.
I dislike The Full Monty a great deal as well. But
he says, well done. And he says that Peter Mullen is perfect in the lead.
That's a Braveheart
guy. The lead
actor
is Peter Mullen. There you go. All right.
But did anyone know Peter Mullen? I don't feel...
And Billy Boyd is in it. I think that's who is from...
The Midget?
No. That's Billy Barty.
Oh.
You're going to be great at this game. I can't wait to play it. But let's get in a quick build-a-title since I brought it up. But we're running out of time now, so let's do a quick one. Since you guys are from, or I met you in Texas, you're not really from there, I decided that the build-a-title would be Paris, Texas.
I like that
Let's
movie.
Start with you, David.
Okay.
And add something to that. At the it ends in Paris.
Last Tango in Paris, Texas.
Oh, I love it. Oh. Yeah, it's a good one, right? Last Tango in Paris, Texas. All right, Brendan, you can add to either end. You need to end in last or begin in Texas. Like you did with your comedy career. What, he began in Texas? Sort of.
In
Philly you started, but...
No, I didn't start until I moved to Austin.
Oh, okay, cool.
Last Tango in Paris, Texas, Chainsaw Massacre. It had to be done.
Don't say it like that's like...
Oh, it's I feel like I should be more clever. Same with my comedy.
Come on, buck up, sport.
I suck.
You're the best.
It's the worst.
All right, so I got to think of something that begins in Massacre. I was trying to think of like something, if there's something that begins with Acre, like Acres and a Mule, directed by Spike Lee. Courageous something.
Massacre.
And then something that ends in last. What's something that ends in last? I don't think anything ends in the word last.
It feels like there should be a movie entitled Save the Best for Last, but it's not ringing a bell.
It seems like it should be.
Yeah.
Seems like it should be a perfectly awful movie.
Starring Amanda Bynes.
I think it was written and directed by Nancy Myers. Save the Best for Last, because she's doing a bunch of stuff about people that are getting older or whatever.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Something's got to give.
Dude, oh, right? You know how great was it to see Catherine Bigelow win an award after she got overlooked for Point Break? That might be my favorite movie. Getting back to that, that might be my favorite movie. I defy you to make
about
a better
today
movie.
Today on Graham Elwood's podcast, I went over and did that today, and his podcast is called Comedy Film Nerds, and we were talking about how Point Break is like, it's terrible, like it's not good, but so watchable and so like Patrick Swayze is like so committed to that horribly written silly part that you like totally buy it.
Yeah,
it was a little harder to buy, but and that what's her name? What's the name of that actress? Lori Petty. Oh, yeah. Tank Girl. Oh Jesus! Don't get me started about Lori Petty. She's the Chloe Sevigny of her generation. not a compliment. All right. So I give up because we got to move on to the Leonard Maltin
car
game.
Wash.
Huh?
Car wash.
Massa car wash? I don't know. Massa car wash?
Boo.
Massa car wash. But it's David's turn. Do you know any movies end in last? Or was that your guess that
you
saved
skipped?
The best for last?
Wait, you skipped.
I'm them. Out. I lost.
Oh, so it's down to the two of us.
I don't
think Save the Best for Last is a movie.
I think the
all right. How about this? How about
us?
Last Tango in Paris, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Courage Under Fire.
Courage Under Fire is the name of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Who was in that? Was that Denzel Washington?
Denzel and
Massacre
Matt
Courage
Damon
Under Fire.
When he lost
I like it.
Bunch.
I like it mostly just because it keeps the game going. Massacre Courage Under Fire, and that pisses off the listeners who hate this game.
You're welcome, jerks.
All right, so it's back to you. So you got to end it something that begins with fire.
Fire.
Fire. In the hole. fired up. Somebody in the audience has a suggestion.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, Fire Walk with
but
Me.
Wasn't that called Twin Peaks Fire Walk with Me? You cheater!
Made me cheat.
Eject her from
pressure.
The building. Make her eat pancakes with David Lynch. At the Bob's Big Boy in Burbank.
Oh,
he used to go there every day for lunch. I don't know if he does anymore. If you want to see David Lynch.
I'm trying it.
You're trying.
I'm trying. What? There's one about Firehouse Dog or something. Right?
Oh, that's right. Isn't How about...
What was that called? Is that called Firehouse Dog?
No.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, Firehouse Dog. I like
Damn
it.
Damn it. I was hoping you are going to say Firestarter. It's your Barrymore.
Shit.
All right.
Such a beauty.
Where were you?
Why? What? But what starts with starter?
See, party?
That would hurt you.
Darren Carter, the
Do you
party?
Have any movies that start with dog?
Dog.
I could think of a bunch of them, but I'm out.
What do we have? Firehouse Dog?
Yeah.
Dog Day Afternoon?
Oh, okay. Afternoon. Day Afternoon. Mm-hmm. So do you have something that begins in afternoon or just noon?
Noon, afternoon delight.
That's not a movie, is it? If it is, it's Swiss.
Bringing it
afternoon,
back.
Afternoon. Noon. Noon over Miami. No. Noon.
Afternoon.
Noon high.
3 o'clock high.
Does anybody have a noon movie? I don't think anything begins with noon. I just said noon high. Are you more stoned than me? Is that possible? We still haven't figured out if there's any movies that end in last. Anybody think of a movie that ends in last?
Like Blaster.
Oh, Blast. Last Picture Show. You
it doesn't
don't get
end
this
in
game
last.
At all, sir. All right, so we're calling it at Last Tango
something,
in Paris, Texas Chainsaw class. Massacre under Firehouse Dog Day Afternoon.
That's a beauty.
That's our build a title. All right, let's play Len Maltin. Got just enough time to play Len Maltin. I love that there's applause there. That's like, because again, people that hate that game are sitting listening to it. They have two earbuds in. They hear a whole audience applauding that worthless waste of time that we just went through. What is the point? All right, let's get some people for you guys to play for. There's some great prizes. We have our friend here that yelled out from the audience earlier. Let's go talk to him briefly. What's your name?
Desmond.
Sure it is. And Desmond, who of these two gentlemen, David Huntsberger or Brendan Walsh from 90210, would you like to have play for you in the game today?
Green Jacket.
Green
Man.
Jacket. For everyone
I
listening
refuse,
into the podcast,
Desmond.
Just
I
guess
refuse.
Who has a green jacket on.
I'm tanking it,
green
Desmond.
Jacket. Green
I remembered
jacket,
your
no
name.
Hood, Desmond. And what's your name?
I'm Chris.
Hi, Chris. And you sat here because you wanted to participate? And who would you like to play for you?
Hoodie.
Hoodie. Beardy Hoodie. All
right.
His beard used to be a lot bigger, and I thought it would be funny if he came on the show and with the big beard, and every time I asked him something, he was like, eh, I slept through that. Like he's been asleep for a long time. But now his beard is more managed.
Well managed, yeah.
It's totally managed. All right, so what was your name again?
Chris.
All right, Chris. Brendan's playing for Chris. And David's playing for Desmond.
Oh, Green Jacket's playing for Desmond.
Yes, Green Jacket.
Which is a girl's name, Desmond. You know that.
And it's funny because...
We already made that joke in our head. Everybody here.
Is your last name Jones?
Armitage,
close. Okay. the topic of the Leonard Maltin game, all the movies tonight, because this particular podcast will plop in time for Valentine's Day. So I went with tearjerkers. All
right.
These are all movies that are considered tearjerkers, an expression that David used earlier in this podcast. So I was excited.
Unbeknownst.
I was excited to hear it. And so let's start with David, and okay. You're playing for Desmond. And you can choose. Do you want to do a movie that's from 2008, 2004, or 1983? Do you want to do one before you were born? Or
yeah.
In your lifetime?
Tearjerker from 83.
04, 08. Pick one.
83?
Somebody says two.
Okay, yeah. Let's
you're going with 83?
Yeah, I was alive in 83.
Okay. Barely.
I was already mixing it up.
All right. This is a tearjerker that our buddy Len Maltin gives it 4 stars. And he says, one thing he says about it is that there was a sequel. another movie was made after this one with some of the same characters. And there are 7 names. Start the bidding.
83, David 4 stars, sequel. Tearjerker with a sequel. That's an odd combo.
Right? Because people die in tearjerkers.
Yeah.
How could there be another movie?
Yeah. I want
to
cry
a sequel
more.
Called Rebirth?
Oh, I think I've got it.
Really? How many
Maybe.
Names do you think you can get it in?
I'll say 6.
6 names. Really impressive bid.
Yeah.
7 names total. He went 6. Yeah. I don't need all 7.
But that makes it tough at 5, I think. That's what I was thinking.
I'll try 5. Okay.
He'll try 5. So you're going to say name that movie on him now, or are you going to bid lower?
I'll say name that movie.
All right, here we go. You got You have five names. I think it's easy, okay. But that's because I know what the movie is already. Danny DeVito, very well-known person. Lisa Hart Carroll, don't know who that is. Jeff Daniels.
All right.
He's got a chin like yours, but he doesn't cover it up with a crazy beard. Somebody went, oh.
Yeah.
No, they don't have similar chins at all. But Jeff Daniels, seriously, when he played Jay Leno on Saturday Night Live, they only had to put like just a little more chin on.
I didn't see
He's got a lot of chin. John Lithgow. Future friend of the show, John Lithgow, is in this movie. And name number five, Jack Nicholson.
Is it...
There's only two names left.
Yeah. What the hell is that movie called?
And it's from 1983.
I was thinking...
Len gives it 4 stars.
Is it...
And there was a sequel. People in the audience are murmuring.
I know what it is.
People know it. It's driving them crazy.
It's like...
You've got 10 seconds. It's not Kramer versus Kramer.
Is it?
No, it's definitely not Kramer.
Oh shit! I don't know.
It's not ordinary Kramer. Story of a tall, lanky, racist.
Shit. I'll know. Okay, yeah, I can't think.
It was an easy one though.
I know it. I just can't.
Deborah Winger and Shirley MacLaine are the other names. You still don't know the name?
Jack Nicholson, I know. I just can't think of the title of it.
I know, because it's got one of those titles that's just like so generic that it's... It could have been called anything. It could have been called like Terms of Endearment.
That's it.
Yeah.
I knew it.
I was having the same thing.
Kramer versus Kramer, Ordinary like People, Terms of Endearment.
They're all the same thing.
There's a trifecta of movies that make you cry.
Damn it.
That got lots of Academy Awards, and that was one of them.
I was picturing the Chris Farley show. You remember in Terms of Endearment? But right. I couldn't hear the title.
All right.
Damn it.
Here we go. So you get to start us off on this next one because it's David Huntsberger's game to win. Congratulations, Desmond.
Boo.
On being poised to win. Brendan, do you want to do 2008, 2004, or 2009?
Let's try 2004.
All right, here we go. This movie, Leonard gave it 3 stars. I might give it more.
God damn it.
Why are you so angry at him?
Terms of Endearment. It was fucking...
I knew it. But that's how this game works. When you're sitting here, it's fucking crazy hard.
When you're
in the audience, when you're listening at home, don't sit there going, I can't believe they don't know this. You're just sitting at home touching your balls. Of course you're going to know it. If he could reach down right now and just grab at his balls, he would have been able to figure it out.
There was some skirting in front of this table.
3 stars, 2004. It's a tearjerker. Maybe not in some people's estimation, but definitely in mine. I just want to say that. I want to just get that out there. That it might not be universally thought of as a tearjerker. And then he says, Leonard calls it entertaining, picaresque. Which picaresque essentially, doesn't it mean picturesque, but it just has less letters in it? Right? Isn't it kind of the same thing?
I've never heard picaresque
before. I think it's one of those words, every time I've read it, I've thought it was a typo.
All right, let me give you a better one. Okay. Propelled by strong performances. So that's a better clue.
2004, right?
Mm-hmm. And there are...
God damn it.
9 names. You start the bidding.
I can name it in 9 names.
David?
I'll go 8.
8 names.
Let's say 7.
Okay. He says 7.
I'll go 6.
He's going 6. People are gasping in the audience.
6.
Or someone has an oxygen tank.
Okay, yeah. I'll say 5.
Oh, Jesus.
We're gonna do it.
Woo.
Oh, my God.
What say you, David? He says 5.
There were only like 8 movies made that year.
I know, and I don't want to win by you losing. I'd rather try to win. And also,
oh, that's
you know.
A great approach. Take him down, however you can.
That's what I'm saying. So however I can.
Yeah.
Then name that movie.
All right. Because we're also running out of time.
Yeah, okay.
Margot Martindale, that's of no help to you.
That is
Brian O'Byrne.
The midget?
No.
You don't know your midgets all that well.
All right. Brian O'Byrne.
He played the lead in Doubt that was played in the movie by, he played it on Broadway.
And oh,
was
yeah,
played
yeah.
by Seymour Hoffman in the movie.
Seymour Hoffman.
Lucia Rijker, R-I-J-K-E-R. I don't know how to pronounce it, and I don't know who that is. Mike Coulter, I don't know who that is again.
You're looking tough, dude.
And then the only name that can possibly help you, and probably won't, is Jay Baruchel.
Wait.
He's the guy that's in a lot of Apatow stuff. He was in... He was the lead in the TV show. What was it called? About
Freaks and Geeks?
Undeclared. Oh. Undeclared. No, he was the lead in Undeclared, and you know, he was always trying to get laid, and then that other guy would walk in.
Tearjerker 2004.
Yeah, you're never gonna get this.
Is it?
I like the way you're acting like you're about to have a great.
I'd really like to just blow everybody's fucking minds right now. But I can't even think of any movie title.
Don't say it, but
for
does
two reasons.
Know it? No one here knows it.
For two reasons,
it's
mostly on account of Desmond. If you get this, I will concede victory to you. You'll win instead of being tied 1-1.
Wow. No, that's unprecedented. And it's not your decision.
Yeah. Desmond made that decision
if I
when
don't
he
get
didn't.
It. You can be the guest.
But do you really
week.
Have an idea, or are you just sitting here stalling for time?
Is it? Okay,
is it?
I don't know anything. I can't think of anything. I'm trying.
It's tough. It's tough. Jay Baruchel has like a pretty big part in it, but he plays kind of like a pseudo retarded kid. Like he's got.
My name is Sam.
He's kind of slow, but he's also. But
or I am Sam. I don't even know how to say.
My name is Sam.
Brendan Smash.
All right, well, jump in when you know it. I'll say the rest of the names. Anthony Mackie, Morgan Freeman, Hillary Swank, Clint Eastwood.
Baby, Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah. Million Dollar Baby.
God,
so that was hard, though. But do you guys think that's a tearjerker? I thought it was really sad, but maybe some people don't agree. No? It's a comedy?
Stool mishaps.
Good one. Well. All right, so Desmond is our winner. Congratulations, Desmond.
Sorry,
you
Chris.
Win. Right. I brought this was given to me by the good folks at Formula 420 for all your bong cleaning needs. They gave me a cool carrying case and then a few bottles of some of their products. Like they have a thing called Bling that you can clean, you know what with. And then another thing called Formula 420 that you can clean. Like they have a lot of different products. I think they're all supposed to clean bongs, but they also make stuff that you could spray in like a room to get rid of the pot smell. And they've always been very nice to me at Formula 420, so I am happy to pass along some of their stuff. And then you also get a copy of the screenplay of The Secret Life of Bees. It's a real page turner. Hope she spells that word right. And then also the I didn't know if it'd be a woman or a man playing, so I thought, you know, bong cleaner and then some very feminine books. The screenplay for Julie and Julia, and congratulations on winning all of that. And our other player, Chris, he gets to decide who's the shithead, so just tell me. Whisper in my ear. Oh, that's a good one. Okay. And do you guys have anything you want to plug before we go?
I just put a new gigs? I just put a new drawing on my website that is.
Oh, a new drawing.
But this one I like.
Can I look it up now before we leave the stage?
It's one of my things I like to do.
You're a talented artist.
Moderately.
Yeah, and you have a new drawing.
And this one is of a dude shooting up some heroin, but he has a tattoo on his arm that's a little pinky mouse, so it looks like he's feeding the mouse with the syringe. It's like the lighter side of doing heroin.
As you often do. As you often do with small rodents.
Sure,
you
yeah.
feed them with the syringe.
I had a friend that used to like give them to his snake, and that's how he would feed them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So... Just look
so
at it.
So wait a second. Did you say where we can see this drawing?
Oh.
Or do we have to hunt for it?
Just let's find me on the street. DavidHuntsberger.com.
Okay, David Huntsberger
and
IHOP.
And Doug and I will be in Bellevue, Washington together March 4th through 6th.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm going to mention that in a second. And then, Brandon, what do you got? Anything
when does this when does this come out?
It comes out soon enough. So, like, anything that's coming up in the next few weeks that you got going on?
February 18th?
Of 2010, you'll be where?
I'll be at the Purple Onion in San Francisco.
Oh, that's nice. We got some listeners up there.
And then the following week, I'll be at the San Jose Improv, the 24th and 25th. And on the 25th, Doug Stanhope will be performing.
Oh, that's
with
an awesome show. You and Doug Stanhope. I would love to see that. That's on February 25th at the San Jose Improv.
And I'll be there headlining the 24th the night
before. Oh, okay, yeah. So come forget what I just said. Come watch Brandon headline and blow off the most amazing show.
Well, no, you could cozy both.
Oh, that's a good idea. Are you pledging to do different material on both nights?
If you are now.
Oh,
if you email me, if you're going to be there.
If someone emails you,
I'll do it. Yeah, I only have to do 20 minutes before.
If someone proves
Doug,
they're coming to both.
I fart out 20 minutes of new material every day. Oops. I just got some new material.
I got the Benson Interruption is coming up on February 22nd at Largo in Los Angeles with Adam Carolla and other special guests. I'll be with David Huntsberger at Parlor Live in Bellevue, Washington, March 4th through 6th of 2010. And I'm excited about Austin and South by Southwest. I'm going to be at the Cap City Comedy Club there March 9 through 11. And then it might pop up, you know, if you're walking around 6th Street, you know, drunk late at night, I'll be walking around eating a sausage.
Yeah. And last year you put right there on the stickers street on people. That was really funny.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Was
really I had funny stickers to put on people. I don't have any this year. Look for a new episode of I Love Movies in about a week, listeners. And as always, Chuck Norris is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes unrolled, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.